Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Steely Dan bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a new book, The Third Ingredient with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg is our guest. Dr. Bill is chief economist for the NFIB, National Federation of Independent Business, and he's the purveyor and the driving force behind the NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism, which we've been reporting on with him, thanks to his graciousness and commitment to you small business owners for the last almost 20 years. Bill, thanks again for being here. Let's break down the internals of your optimism index, which is still in record territory, folks. That's the thing to remember. Optimism is still record territory. If we were only reporting on the month of September, Bill, we'd have to say, oh my, you know what? This is awesome. But because it's off a little bit from the others, we have to report that, folks. That's what we do. So what about hiring?
Well, hiring was, in terms of actual hiring, was very, very strong. And, of course, we got a great jobs number from the government, which agreed with our numbers. What we see is pretty clearly is that hiring is really being held back by the lack of supply of labor now. I mean, it really is. Keeping hiring down. You know, we've got job openings at record high levels. Job creation plans are very strong. So we've got an opening. We intend to hire somebody. We want to hire somebody. But the percent who say there are few or no qualified applicants for their positions are at record high levels. They can't find anybody to hire. And so that shows up in the hiring numbers. If they're not available, you can't hire them.
Right. No, there's no question about it. That's the biggest challenge that we see now in across the board, isn't it? It's actually a national crisis. It's a national crisis.
Forget about regulations and taxes. Those aren't problems now. It's finding qualified workers for the position. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's true for the big firms as well as all of our little small businesses.
Everywhere I go, no matter who I talk to, that's the topic that comes up. Not impeachment, not trade, everything else. I mean, think about this, Bill. When the headlines for your report says small business optimism is down, and one of the big indicators is we can't find enough people to go to work, that doesn't sound like we have a problem, does it?
It doesn't sound like a recession, that's for sure.
Sure, it doesn't.
you got a million more job openings than you have people looking for jobs.
Right.
That's not a recession time. So.
What about CapEx?
Capital spending was okay. It's still staying at a high level. 57% of our people reported an outlay. That was down a point or two from August, but still very, very solid, and that's good. We see that continuing. It's nothing like it was. You know, when I look at my charts, I look at the period of 2000 when we had Y2K, mm-hmm. When everybody bought capital equipment, right? They were all buying computers and software and everything. So we've never gotten back to that peak, but it's very solid now, and it's been solid for 2 years. And it's showing up in the productivity numbers now. We've kind of doubled the productivity numbers from 1.5-ish to 3% growth. That's really very, very good, and that supports the fact that we now see compensation growing around 3.5, and that's a good deal.
Right. No, there's no question about it. And again, folks, what you need to take into consideration is. Not what not last month over this month or what the headlines say. You got to take into consideration the fact that things are still pretty darn good. What's next? What's the next indicator that jumped out at you?
Well, prices. How about that?
Pricing power?
Yeah, we're continuing to see prices go down on Main Street. Our people aren't raising prices. But the profit numbers are great. So
that indicates fine. That indicates no troubling inflation if prices are coming down and profits are still holding strong.
Exactly. So you know, the Fed's hope that inflation is going to get started by their rate cutting. That's not going to happen. You can't get inflation in the economy if you don't have inflation on Main Street. And
right.
You look at our 8% of the owners net said they raised prices. Compare that to 70% of the owners raising prices back in the late 70s and early 80s when we had real inflation then. You remember those? If you can remember that.
I do. I certainly do. Well, you know, another thing to point out here on this profitable thing, Bill, one of the drums I keep beating is I keep reminding people that we're in an era of small business strength, financial strength that I've never seen in my career, and that is the balance sheets of small businesses, at least the ones that have made it through the lost recession, the veteran businesses out there on Main Street, their financial position is better than it's ever been. And when you need to respond to pricing pressure, if you're operating like these people are, you can withstand that kind of lowering prices and still be profitable because you've got your operation lean and mean and deleveraged. What do you think?
So looking at our numbers, you know, that must be the case. And, of course, we did get a tax cut, which helps, and we get the regulatory relief.
Yep.
That helps. But, you know, sales have been really strong. Consumer spending is really good. Consumer optimism is still good. And of course, as we said, people are getting paid more, you know, so we still have 30% of our firms telling us that they're
hold on to that thought. Hold on to that thought, Bill. I got to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.